Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Bill Welsh guides us through the New Testament book of Acts. Now to Pastor Bill.
Hi, this is Pastor Bill, and welcome to the study through the book of Acts. I tell you, this is one of the most exciting books in all of the Bible. It's sort of another Genesis, another beginning. It's the beginning of this thing, this institution that's called the church. This is a story of what those early Christians did. Now notice, it's called the book of Acts. It's not the book of thoughts or the book of grand intentions. It's actually the record of what those early followers of Jesus did. And the timeline's interesting. It's from probably about the early 30s to the mid-60s in the first century. Jesus Christ has died, he's risen from the dead, and he has deployed his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Luke starts this story by telling us what his first book was all about. He says in verse 1, "In this first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach." And there he's talking about the Gospel of Luke that he wrote first. The Gospel of Luke, he said, it was all about Jesus, what he did and what he said. Now the scene here, when this book opens up, is a few miles east of Jerusalem near the town of Bethany. And here's basically the flow of what you're going to find in this chapter as you dig in and begin to study it and read it. There's a promise. It starts with a promise. From verse 5 to 8, Jesus, with his disciples out there near the town of Bethany, he says, "There will come a time when I pour the Holy Spirit out upon you." And here's what he says in verse 5. He says, "For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they'd come together, they asked him, said, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom?" Now listen to his answer. He said, "That's not for you to know." In other words, that's none of your business. But then he tells them in verse 8, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You will receive power, he said, to be my witness. The flow of the chapter, again, that's a promise from verses 5 to 8. And then there's this command. It really kind of goes back into Luke chapter 24, Luke's first book, where he tells us that Jesus said, "You wait here in Jerusalem. Tarry," it says. "Wait until you're filled with power from on high." And so they do that. They're out there waiting and watching now. They've had Jesus tell them the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and then they watch the departure that takes place. Verses 9 to 10, Jesus ascends up to heaven while they watch, while their mouths, I'm sure, are just dropped wide open. And then as they're watching heaven, standing out there in the open, just gazing into heaven, maybe expecting him to come back right away, here's this reminder. An angel in verse 11 comes alongside of them and tells them, "Look, he'll be back. Don't stand around looking up into the sky. What are you doing?" In other words, he says, get on with what Jesus told you to do. So they do. They go back to Jerusalem. And I love the way it says they assembled in one accord. No, that doesn't mean they hung out in a Honda. They assembled together with unity. And it tells us they prayed. That group consisted of 11 apostles, Mary and Jesus' brothers. He had half-brothers. And it tells us the whole company of people hanging out together at this point was about 125. Now, the rest of the chapter is real interesting because it moves to a little bit of politics. They have this discussion after you get the list of the names of all the surviving apostles. Somebody says, "We need another apostle." And so they draw straws. They pray, and then they cast lots. And these two names come to the forefront that they're going to choose between, Barsabbas and Matthias. Now, we've never met either one of those before, but here they are, guys who had walked with Jesus and the disciples. They did pray, but notice that you never hear another word about these guys, either Barsabbas or Matthias. They just kind of disappear. Now, some people have said, since we never hear from them, the apostles got it wrong on casting lots. Well, I'm not going to argue with that, but I think it's interesting that you never hear from a number of the original 11 apostles again. You never hear about Simon the Zealot or Bartholomew. Hard to say. Big name. But you never hear from them. Last time you see them is here in this list. And they move on into ministry somewhere, but we don't know where. By the way, it's also the last time you see them try to solve an issue this way. Now, the big ideas here in chapter 1 are these. power from God was promised. And this wonderful promise that comes along with it, that Jesus will return. Remember this, we live on promises. The promised power and the future promise of Jesus' presence. He will come back. Now, maybe the key verse in chapter 1 is this, in verse 7. It is not for you to know or to worry about the times when Jesus will come back and establish his kingdom. Until then, you and I have something to do in the meantime. So go ahead now and read this chapter fully, but then answer this question. What do you see? And then more importantly, what will you do? What will the beginning of your book of Acts look like as you step out to serve Jesus Christ? Go ahead and read it and study it, and I'll see you again in chapter 2. God bless you.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Bill Welsh is the senior pastor of Refuge at Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.